This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 22. Fear and love. Our reading comes from 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Ellen, a single mother of three, lives in our shelter for women and children. Tiny, but with a tough veneer, she survives through her own means. Her children, with their big brown curls and bright eyes, bring warmth to our community. Her youngest child finds comfort in the arms of a young woman without children in the church pews. And her son sits with our family during church services. Ellen often stands apart, her demeanor distant. One day, during a prayer circle before lunch, something changed. As we shared our goals for the new year, Ellen's voice broke in, her lip trembling. "People think I'm really angry, but I'm really just scared." Her fears have to do with finding permanent, safe housing. Her children's father. Worry that her children could be taken away, and the chaos she faces daily. In this moment of vulnerability, Ellen took a step toward trust and connection. As 1 John 4:18 reminds us, perfect love drives out fear. By being in a safe environment and allowing herself to be vulnerable, Ellen began to build deeper bonds and trust with the people around her. In shared suffering and openness, we form a family of support and compassion, reflecting the unconditional love of Christ. May we all embrace our vulnerabilities to foster true, loving connections within our community. Pray with me. Lord, drive out our fears with your perfect love, building a family of support and care that reflects your grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.